AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. It could be the end of the week before the threat of flooding eases in South Carolina.
The floodwaters are nasty.
It's smelly and it's wet.
Amanda Perez outside Charleston says she has lost at least two cars to flooding.
I'm glad it's stuff and not my family.
Water from heavy rains are headed toward the Atlantic. Governor Nikki Haley says people are holding their breath and saying a prayer.
Please be on guard. Please be ready that you may see voluntary mandatory evacuations. The water is flowing.
Senator Lindsey Graham is warning the flooding could break the bank of federal emergency funds, possibly topping more than $1 billion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meantime, the mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, is urging residents to conserve water. This after part of a canal collapsed, forcing workers to stop building a dam that was supposed to plug an earlier breach. It's threatening the city's water supply, but there is a contingency plan in place. Fiat Chrysler has reached a tentative contract deal with the UAW.
Factory workers could have walked out as early as 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, but at the very last minute, the union and Fiat Chrysler reached a new tentative agreement that calls off a strike for now, and workers will now get to take a look at the new agreement and vote on that probably starting next week.
AP correspondent D.N. Durbin. Details of the deal have not yet been released. A week after a shooting at an Oregon community college, Senate Democrats are getting ready to push new legislation to curb guns. The move has little chance of success, but could keep the issue alive during next year's elections and complicate the re-election campaigns of Republican senators in some closely divided states. The Pentagon says at least one U.S. military aircraft changed its route over Syria recently to avoid coming dangerously close to Russian warplanes. This is AP Radio News. The Clinton email saga continues.
The Associated Press has obtained a document, a congressional letter, that shows that Hillary Clinton's private email server was the subject of 5 cyber attacks originating in foreign countries. 3 from China, 1 from South Korea, 1 from Germany. These were attempted attacks. They were blocked by a threat monitoring system that Clinton had installed.
AP correspondent Ken Delanian, according to the document, there was a period of more than 3 months when that threat monitoring protection was not up and running. These attacks were attempted when Clinton was no longer Secretary of State. A California agency is expected to consider a $100 million proposal by SeaWorld for a major expansion of the tanks it uses to hold killer whales. The plan is opposed by animal rights activists who say breeding the animals in captivity is cruel. It's set to be reviewed today by the California Coastal Commission, which has received tens of thousands of emails against the project. I'm Violet Ekonomova,